Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Today, Friday. Dun, 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 dun.
Dun, 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 dun.
Dun, 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 dun. Hey, the 14th of April, 7:05 in the morning, and the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center. They're here for the community. Christina's at the... Christina's at the...
Are we saying it correctly?
Are you listening?
Very good morning. Yes, Christina's correctly.
Christina, okay, excellent. I just want to make sure. Okay, I'll give you $100, Linda, if you tell me where Christina was born. $100.
You're going to give me $100?
Right now, if you tell me where she was born.
I know that she is from the Ukraine, but what area of the Ukraine? I can't say.
Where were you born, Christina?
Actually, I was born in America, in Philadelphia.
Oh!
It was a trick question.
Okay. Excellent.
Okay.
Okay. Well, thank you. I knew you were going to do that to me.
Oh, yeah. You know.
Slide it under.
Well, no. You zapped me this morning 3 times, so I thought, I'll just get back one.
See, we don't even know when we're zapping. It's just, you zap me. It's Friday, so I get the whole deal. Hey, sunny today with IA 69. This is going to be a beautiful weekend. Tonight will be mostly clear with overnight lows of 45. Saturday calls for sunny with a high of 72.
Oh, no.
Overnight lows of 47. Sunday, mostly sunny, high of 70. So when you're out there this weekend, Carl, it's going to be fantastic. 70, mostly sunny. Sunday night, mostly cloudy with the overnight lows of 48. Now, Monday looks like, according to the forecast, we have chance of showers on Monday night and Tuesday as well. So enjoy these next 3 beautiful days. The weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Located in Anderson. I'm on 3 hours of sleep. I'm going to hopefully that all the words will string together. Located in Anderson, a senior and veteran discount, 365-3793.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, Christina's here. No.
No.
See?
We're throwing you off.
Katrina,
today.
I'm telling you
Katrina's
right
now.
Katrina. Yes, Katrina from Haven Humane, and we have a kitty today. Welcome to the show, and how are things going this week at Haven Humane?
Where's the kitty?
Oh. And Jeepers
she's
is with
being them. A little loud, so I'm
well,
sure
she
down.
Is.
She's
okay.
We like little.
Gotta have a little meow in the microphone on Friday morning. Yeah. Both of us are like, what? Okay.
Right.
Anyway. So, Katrina, good morning. Welcome
good morning.
To the show. You always
thank
start
you.
Us off just wonderfully.
Well, good.
You're always so
yeah
happy.
What's not to be happy about?
I know. And you know what? You're even. So we know when Katrina walks through the door, you don't express like a high mood or a low mood. You just are always just this
positive,
wonderfully
positive attitude.
Yeah.
We thank love you. That. Catch me around noon, and that might be a different story.
Oh, catch me at 9:01.
Yeah.
You don't, you know. I don't like me at 9:01. Okay, so tell us about Jeepers.
Jeepers is a 6-month-old little female kitten. She is pretty much all black, and then she's really funny. She has one white whisker, and then a teeny bit of white on her chest, but like barely there. You can hear her in the background there.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, let me just tell you, I am hooked on these. On these damn
we're talking
cat,
about cat videos
that you see on Facebook, you know, reels.
Yeah.
I am hooked on the cat reels. I cannot believe cats do those things. I mean, you know, they're just standing up, like stand up on their hind feet and sit on their haunches like a dog or a bear, and they're looking around. Yes. And then there's the ones where these two cats run. Have you seen this one? They go from the second floor down across the first floor, up the wall, across a shelf that has like plants on it. They're avoiding the plants, over to the other side, and make the it's just.
Oh my gosh! Like a kitty obstacle course.
It was.
No, cats are so much fun. They definitely have a lot of personality, and definitely little kittens like Jeepers have a lot of energy, want to play all the time, and she's very sweet and friendly with everybody.
Well, cats, you know, people say cats, unlike dogs, dogs are affectionate, and they say cats aren't, but that's not true.
No, definitely not. I mean, of course, it depends on the cat, but most cats we see are very affectionate and really love being around people. And especially when you have a cat, I think, that you bond to, they definitely are very affectionate with you.
You know, I've never told this story, but when I was many, many, many years ago, when I was previously married to my daughter's mother, who is, as we all agree, is really, really,
really nice.
Really a nice person.
It's so nice to your husband's ex. And that's a good thing.
Yeah. But she had a cat while we were going to college. And I would wake up in the morning, that cat would be laying on my back, purring, get up. And
are you sure they just like the position, or they like the position, whichever, he or she, like the position, or they love to lay on your belly or your back?
And if I turned over, he would come up and drop his head on my face and just purr.
Oh, my gosh.
I know. He also took down the Christmas tree 3 times. We had a 3-foot Christmas tree. It was a small apartment, and he would jump in it and just pull it down. So, yes, cats can be affectionate.
Yes,
and we have got a plethora of cats.
Yes, right now it's kitty season, isn't it?
Yeah, we're just getting into kitten season. So we're going to be seeing a lot more kittens like Jeepers and also a lot of younger ones as well. And with that being said, we are always open to fostering. So fostering is super important. We couldn't do a lot of what we do without our foster parents. And our foster opportunities, the most common one is the little kittens that come from our kitten nursery. It's kind of the interim between them, you know, eating on their own and not being with the mom anymore, and then being old enough for adoption.
Well, you're weaning them, in other words.
Essentially. It's when they're, weaned and they're eating on their own, but they're just so little that they can't really be adopted yet.
Oh, I see.
So that can be really fun.
Are they litter trained?
Most cats actually are.
It's
kind of a win-win scenario. You get to hang out with a bunch of cute kittens when they're at their tiniest and cutest.
Mm. Tiniest and cutest, and they're doing all these things.
Yeah.
And then you could be laying on the floor with 6 kittens on you.
Exactly.
Who wouldn't want that?
You know, exactly. We live downtown, and I don't know how many, if those are feral cats or they belong to other people, but there's maybe 6 different cats that come through our yard. They're in the front or the back.
We had a new one last night.
It had a collar on.
Yeah. But it was just, you know, sitting back there. He kind of looking in the house. Yeah. Just checking it out.
What birds are around.
Yeah, because we have bird feeders out there and haven't seen birds lately.
Yeah.
But, okay. So, what else is going on at Haven Humane?
Well, aside from just kitten fostering, we are open. We kind of opened up more for dog fostering as well.
Oh.
So people are ever interested in that. Of course, that goes for, you know, if we ever get in very, very young litters of puppies, that's always a really good option. But also our adult dogs are also open to fostering.
So you bring them home and they are house trained? Or do you have to house train them?
You might have to house train them. No guarantees there.
Okay. Well, you can't because they're in the kennels.
Yeah, so. Exactly. But it can be a really good opportunity for especially medical needs dogs, or even just for a dog to get out of the shelter for a little bit of time. And especially if you're maybe thinking about adopting, but you're not quite sure, it is a really good chance to see if that dog's going to be a really good fit in your home.
Just take the puppy home. You just have to foster it for a few weeks. Yeah. Ryan or. Denim, not Ryan, Ryan's daddy, said, hey, just take the car home for a few days, see if you like it. It never went anywhere else. It stayed with us. But that's a great idea. And I did not know, I knew about the kitty fostering, but now you're going to start dogs. And so if you've got time, and this might be a good thing, you bring a dog home and let them have some, you know, home time and, you know, go out for walks and things like that. It's really good for the mental state. And you bring in some just wonderful dogs. I can't figure out why they're not adopted.
Isn't that wild?
Isn't it? That's crazy. From last week, Warner?
Oh, Buttermilk.
Buttermilk.
Last week. Aww. The little tiny white terrier guy.
Yeah. Still there?
He's still there.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Wow. White terrier.
Yeah.
How cute.
Yeah.
Wait, how many pounds? I wasn't here Friday.
He's like 30 pounds.
So he's a mix.
Yeah, nice
he's
size.
A mix,
yeah.
But
yeah.
He was just a it was a great dog.
We always appreciate you coming on every Friday morning and bringing in what we call Pet of the Week. And here are the information. I do think it's wonderful that you guys are starting to foster. That's a way for people to also understand before you commit to a 10 to 15-year life with a dog, you may get to know a breed that way.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's a beautiful win-win situation.
Yeah. And, you know, you bring a kitty home or two or three kitties. Because, really, one kitty needs two.
Yeah, when they're young like that especially, it helps them a lot. And it kind of makes your life a little easier.
Yeah.
Definitely one cat, that's usually when you see them being a little bit more of a terror around the house. But if they do have a friend to play with and to hang out with, it usually does keep them a little bit more even-keeled at times.
Well, yeah, of course. And, you know, I guess you could almost even say that for dogs, too. If you're going to be working during the day, having two dogs would be cool. Okay. How do people get a hold of you? If they want to get into the adoption thing, adoption part, I mean, how do they do that?
So you can always give us a call at 530-241-1653 if you have any questions about adoption or even fostering. If you call that number, we can totally get you set up that way. And you can always actually come down to the shelter to see everybody we have and to also talk to us. And we're located at 7449 East Side Road.
Absolutely. Okay, thank you so much, Katrina.
thank you.
All right, hey, we're going to take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by B&T Satellite. A local dish retailer, Doug Tooley, he's been in the business for over 30 years, giving the best value, service, and technology. Like I said, for over 30 years. Don't call the 800 number, my friends. Stay local. Go local. Give Doug Tooley a call at 530-241-3474. That's 530-241-DISH. And we'll be right back.
Our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Jazzercise Reading Fitness Center would like to thank the Reading Rancheria supporting small businesses in our community. With this grant, we were able to keep going so we could keep moving.
Pathways to Hope for Children would love to thank the Reading Rancheria. They've been involved with Camp Hope since 2012. Thank you from Pathways to Hope for Children to the Rancheria for all you do.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Looking for a restaurant that offers quality and value? Look no further than Dry Creek Station on Highway 299 East in Bella Vista. Family owned and operated, Dry Creek Station has been serving up delicious steaks, seafood, chicken, soups, and salads since 1992. Don't miss their house-made clam chowder and live music Friday and Saturday night. And be sure to ask about their fantastic weekend specials. And the menu doesn't stop there. Come check out Dry Creek Station's new lunch menu, including their fabulous burger menu. Also grilled chicken breast, beef ribs, fish and chips, a salmon fillet, and their popular lunch special, taco salad with your choice of steak, chicken, or prawn. They also offer kids meals. Join us at the Dry Creek Station for lunch from noon to 4 or dinner from 5 to 9. Open Tuesday through Sunday with happy hour from 3 to 5. Come on down to the Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East of Bella Vista, where quality and value meet.
If you are 50 years or older, come down to Wind River Resort and Casino for our Senior Day promotion every Wednesday. Check in at the River Club with your River Club card and play your favorite slot machine to receive 5x points from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. While you're in points, you can put your points back on your slot machine for more playtime or redeem your points for dining vouchers, gas vouchers, or a variety of other prizes. For more information, visit WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Shout out to Redding Rancheria. Appreciate you guys for all your help. With the help that you guys gave us, we were able to stick around, retain some of our employees, and make sure all the customers got what they needed. Thank you, guys.
Hi there. Us here at the Post Office Saloon would like to thank the Redding Rancheria for supporting us and our community through the COVID pandemic.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio.
Good morning.
In the stations of, do we have a phone call or not? We do. Well, who? I'm just making sure. Okay. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios. It's Friday. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Lindebach. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Yeah, local bank, local board of directors, a community bank. They've been here for 16 years, and they've been moving local dreams forward since the day they opened. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. And Nick, what you got? Hello, Nick.
Giving us a forum, a conservative forum.
Hey, hello.
The county. You know,
you're on.
The only one we've got.
Hey, Nick. Nick.
Yo.
You're on now.
I know. I was thanking you. I appreciate it very much, Carl.
You didn't come up. No, I didn't. Wait a minute. Nick. We didn't hear the first part because they had not turned you on or up or something. So,
let me start over.
Thank you.
I want to take the time to thank you for giving us a conservative forum in Shasta County, because when it really gets down to it, you're the only forum we have, the conservatives. That being said, I wanted to advertise my show for Sunday. I've got a gal and a guy on, Fiona and Don, and I posted some of their information in the chat room. They have got an extensive library of things like Freedom of Information Act that they've gone after, that they've had roadblocks and had really a problem getting, and that plays into the story that was in the paper today or yesterday about
the Record Searchlight trying to find out. They've been looking for
information on Eric McGreaney's hiring and stuff like that.
Things like that. Yeah.
Yeah, and their library, if you can figure out how to navigate it, it is so extensive, and it's statewide and actually nationally wide. These people have put a ton of effort into it. So I'd encourage everybody to listen to Poke the Hornet's Nest Sunday morning at 8.
All right, Nick, thank you.
Okay, buddy.
Hold on, I'm not done.
Oh, okay.
Furthermore, I talked to Clint Curtis the day before yesterday.
Yeah.
I was trying to get information about the vote counting machines, and he had a very simple one to where you just pushed a yes or a no, more or less, button. And I heard that could be hacked, and I just couldn't believe it. So I called him. And he told me, yes, in fact, it can be hacked. It has a chip in it. He said what makes his system and the other systems so transparent is the video of watching each vote counted. And, in fact, he is in Texas right now as we speak setting up a hand-counting system for them. And he said if we need his help, he'd be happy to come out here and help us set up our system.
I'm going to try and get him on and so we can talk about this thing. And because I have lots of questions about this. I understand how a simple election you could do this. The problems I have is you get a two-page ballot with 15 different things that have to be voted on. And according to Kathy Garland Allen, you don't just count the whole sheet. You count each one, like at the presidential election, and you count that.
That's absolutely right, Carl.
Yeah.
We have 15 stations,
I see what you're saying.
Station counts one. So the first ballot, they count the first race. that ballot goes to the second station. They count the second race. The third ballot goes to the third station. They count the third race, and on and on and on. So each station is just looking for one race.
Okay.
And that saves going up and down.
Yeah, that's true, and that would be a lot less confusing. Okay.
Yeah, it can be easy. It seems like maybe some people are trying to make it confusing. So thanks for letting me on, Carl. I hope you have a nice day.
You too, Nick. Thanks. Hey, I want to address something that happened yesterday. Chris Street was on our show, and huge listenership, comments on Facebook and everything. I want to remind everybody that the allegations he made are just this right now, is allegations. On Monday at 7 a.m., Patrick Jones and the auditor, Nolda Small, I believe, are going to be here to address those. And which, of course, is the only way to do it. You know, people were saying, well, we're going to hear that. Of course, we always try to bring in the other side, especially if it's, you know, if it's about monkey cruelty, you know, and we read something like that. Maybe not. But on things like this that could have huge effects, of course we will. But then I want to comment on something that was said right at the end. We had no idea who was going to say it. And he leveled a lot of accusations at Mary Rickert. And that's all he did. And it was kind of like didn't have a chance to question him. He didn't want to talk about it. He, you know, then the show was over. And, I asked him about it. And he does not want to reveal anything right now. But he cast some pretty severe allegations at Mary Rickert. And when you do that, the other person, you know, of course, when you hear about it, has what the heck is this type of thing.
Right.
So I don't know what it is. And again, I just want to remind everybody, allegations are just that. You know, there's a lady out there in listener land that thinks that Linda and I, and she has said it on Facebook, the bots are horrible people.
Yeah.
She doesn't
disgusting
know us.
Is the word she used.
Disgusting?
Yeah, she said
disgusting.
They're disgusting.
Oh, okay. We're disgusting.
Yeah.
And the thing is she doesn't know us. We don't know her. And so the only reason I'm bringing it up is that's her opinion. And I'd love to sit down. We'd love to sit down with her and have coffee. And then at the end of having coffee, if she still thinks we're disgusting, then at least she's got a basis for it. But allegations, I just want to remind everybody. It's just that.
And
okay.
You know what? There's damage in hearsay.
Yeah.
And there's damage in, again, this is we've been taught this in the very basis in elementary school. 10 people stand in a line. You say something to the first person. They whisper in each other's ear. And by the time it's to the 10th person, it's not even the same thing that came out with the first thing. Write it down. Experiment in your own family. Experiment with your friends. And it's hearsay. It's very damaging. And you did reach out to some of the people who were mentioned yesterday. It's like, I'm sorry, everybody gets a fair chance.
Oh, I did. I reached
you
out.
You want to clear your name.
No, I reached out to everybody and saying that, as I would, is that Mr. Street had some pretty serious allegations. And I would love to have you on the show to discuss it. So that's happened. And I've been asked to make an announcement. Can you announce the Palisadro?
Oh, there's something going on this weekend.
It's the Palisadro. Wait a minute. Let me get the right thing here. The first annual Palisadro Frontiers Day.
Yes, Frontiers
Day. Is going to be Saturday, April 15th. And for more information, you go to pcfrontierday.com. And it sounds like they've got a lot of neat things.
Yeah, we saw that on a poster when we were eating at a restaurant out there. And I said, hey, check this out. It's going to be fun.
I can't remember the name of the restaurant we ate at.
It was a Mexican food restaurant right there. Yeah. And they're just a family owned, and it was
on the same side of the street as Cedar Tree and all that. Yeah, I had carnitas. Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
Great.
I had a great taco salad.
Yeah.
Well, anyway. We come back, five things you need to know today, and let's discuss some of the headlines.
It's okay with me. This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Jeff, yes, I'm coming down, Jeff. I have a chip in my windshield. And Jeff Wurst is the expert when it comes to repairing windshields, whether they are small chips or cracks up to 2.5 feet in length. Yeah, he can fix those, and he guarantees his work for the life of the windshield. Don't take a chance on your family's safety. If you've got any questions, bring your car, truck, or RV down to Crackmaster Windshield Repair for a free inspection and analysis. Take it down to 3208 South Market Street or give Jeff a call at 530-241-8373. It's a veteran-owned business. It's a local business. Stay local. Buy local. We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Each year, millions of older adults suffer injuries from a fall. One out of five falls results in life-threatening injuries, such as broken bones or head trauma. Many falls are preventable. PSA2 Area Agency on Aging announces the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program, funded by the California Department of Aging. This no-cost program's mission is to reduce the number of debilitating falls suffered at home by older adults and persons with disabilities. If you are 60 and older, or persons with disabilities of any age residing in Lassen, Modoc, Shasta, Siskiyou, or Trinity counties and are at risk of falling or being institutionalized, this program may be able to help. The Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program enables older adults and persons with disabilities to live independently and safely in their home environment for as long as possible. Contact PSA2 Area Agency on Aging at 842-1687. That's 842-1687 to learn more about the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary, you just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Hey there, friends. RC from Tobacco and Brew, sharing with you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Foundation Cigar Company, The Tabernacle. A full-bodied smoking experience, this stick was curated with the connoisseur in mind, as well as our value-conscious customer. This ensemble of long filler from Honduras and Nicaragua is swaddled with the sensational Connecticut broadleaf wrapper. This smoke is a luxurious gift for any cigar aficionado. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Hey, Redding, what's better than an ooey gooey cheesy sandwich? How about five different ooey gooey cheesy sandwiches? Black Bear Diner just launched their limited time ooey gooey cheesy choices that'll cover you for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Come on in and try one of those delicious sandwiches today.
Black Bear Diner.
Good morning and welcome back to our Friday edition of KCNR 96.5 FM 1460 AM. This is your talk radio. What a beautiful day. we're going to have today with a high of 69, sunny, mostly clear tonight with overnight lows of 45. This portion of the show is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Now, this has been a sponsor. They have been a sponsor of us since day one, located at 2225 Hilltop Drive. And we have been in business now going on 14 years. So we really appreciate them just believing in our station. And we really love what they do. They're the only full-service jewelry store. Like watch repair down to like completely taking apart things and rebuilding them. I mean, everybody goes to this guy. He's located in Four Winds Jewelry. And we love the fact that, again, it's locally owned and they do, you know, stones and wedding rings. And they're just really good folks out there, Four Winds Jewelry. I also am holding in my hand.
In my hand.
And Christina, the phone calls will be coming in.
Christina.
The phone calls will be coming in here for, we are going to give a four tickets away. This is for the Red Bluff Roundup.
Friday night.
This is for a week from tonight. Of course, Red Bluff Roundup, and we're supposed to be having some people coming through here.
I'm going to talk about that as soon as you're finished giving away tickets.
All right, so give us a call at 605-4567. That's four tickets.
To the Red Bluff
Roundup.
Friday night,
that
a week from today.
April 21st at 7 p.m. Give us a call.
Okay, now, next Tuesday morning. In conjunction with this, our guest at 7:30, and we want to thank Ruth Nicholas for this, will be Nellie Miller, the world champion barrel racer from Cottonwood.
Nellie.
She was the 2017 world champion. Let me tell you, she's still competing, and she is still in the top ranks. Barrel racer and breakaway roper, and was the world champion in 2017, and she rides Sister, and I have seen her compete many times.
Sister,
And Sister's 15 years old, but you'll see a lot of the barrel racers and the roping horses. They're older horses, and everybody's saying, oh, you need a young horse. No, my next horse will probably be in that 12 to 15-year range because you can still have another 15 good years, which is probably more than I'll have. So, anyway, she's going to be on next Tuesday, and then John Grammy.
I love him.
Will be on Thursday. So
he's a legend, big-time legend. In fact, isn't he nominated in the Hall of Fame? Oh, no. Okay, well, that's Tuesday night coming up the first week of rodeo, not in the Red Bluff Roundup, but in Redding.
And for the Redding Rodeo.
Right. So we've got so much going on. We've got cool April nights. We've got the Red Bluff Roundup, which always seems to coincide right around the same time. And then we've got, you know, of course, when we kick off in May, it's all rodeo.
It's going to be to the wall.
To the wall.
The throttle's going to be to the wall.
To the wall.
In May. Okay. What you got?
All right, so five things you need to know. I just don't know about this whole leaked documents thing. Can we talk about that, please? I was watching.
It is absolutely astonishing. They found the guy that leaked the Pentagon documents, which were so harmful. Just harmful. And they found him. Who was it?
At a residence in North Dighton, Massachusetts, for his alleged involvement in leaking classified U.S. government military documents. The leaked material posted to social media, including detailed intelligence assessments of allies and adversaries alike, including on the state of the war in Ukraine and the challenges Kiev and Moscow faces. The conflict appears at a statement.
Now, this guy.
21-year-old Air Force Guardsman.
What's his name?
He's got a tough one. It does not, doesn't say his name in here.
Really? Anyway, he's 21. He's in the Air National Guard. He has clearances so high that allows him to get into this. And they're saying they don't think he wasn't being paid. It wasn't even for political reasons. It seems like, now this is what I've read, so we don't know how true any of it is yet, except they've caught him. And the damage he's done is just remarkable. that he was doing it, put it on social media to impress his friends.
Well, I had heard a report, because there's going to be obviously different angles coming in about this, that he was a gamer, and he had this group of
friends.
This group of 13, 14 year olds that were, and he's 21, so he was leading this group of young teenagers. And somehow that leaked out to social media.
And, well, because he was sending it over social media. Now, the Pentagon is really under attack, as they should be, on this. How does a 21-year-old, and there's nothing wrong about 21-year-olds being in the military, you know, they're in life and death situations and all this, but he said he's a guardsman. So does that mean he's not on active duty? If it's an Air National Guardsman, Air Force Air National Guardsman, is he on active duty now? Because a lot of times, you know, you'll be in the National Guard or the Reserves, and you're on active duty. So that's how it could be. But they arrested him in Pennsylvania or someplace. But here's the thing. It's been going on for months.
They took him into custody. From Massachusetts.
Massachusetts, okay. But it's been going on for, let me say this again, it's been going on for months. Mm. This has been going out on social media channels, and nobody in the Pentagon got it. Where are your checks and balances at the Pentagon? And the Department of Defense and the chairman of the board, the Joint Chiefs of Staff, but also the Secretary of Defense. You have done, and you can say, well, you can't hold him responsible. Yeah, I can. He's a general. He understands about being held responsible and losing faith in your abilities. He has relieved people for much, 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 I have to say it again, much less than this. This is a travesty. We are doing damage control constantly because of what this guy let out. I mean, it was things about personal things about leaders in other countries. This is so bad. I'm sitting here laughing. The only reason I'm laughing is only in America. They talked about spy networks we have. Spy networks we have in other countries. How does this guy see? Intelligence is broken into signals intelligence. You've got human intelligence, and and other ones. Human intelligence is a very, very classified area in the in your intelligence gathering, because it entails people. And you're getting things from, you've set up, you've reached people who have access to things. It's just, it's spies. And it is really, really close held. There's even the name for that type of information is classified top secret. Still today, it's the same word. I know what it is. If I said it out loud, I'd be breaking all the documents I signed when I got out, because I had those clearances. But this is just, we'll never be told how much damage it was. Mm. We'll never be told, because just telling us how much damage was done is probably classified.
And I wonder how many people's lives through that are at stake, that's covers were blown. Or if they were in the middle of something that took 2 years to infiltrate.
Or how about 10 years?
Yeah. I don't know. But think of that with this, your cover's blown. Something that's super top secret.
When you talk about somebody working at CIA, inner CIA at all the embassies, the person in charge of this is not your spy. They're too well known. What they do is they and their subordinates run networks of locals. In every case, it's not James Bond. Okay, they run locals, gathering information, anywhere from businessmen to teachers to people maybe in laboratories, just things like that. And it looks like maybe some of those have been revealed. And in China or Russia, those people just disappeared the instant it came out. Or anybody that could have been them, even if they weren't identified by name. So, yeah, this is huge. We need to take a break.
All right.
Not yet. Not yet. Oh, okay. this portion of the show is brought to you by Christina is right on the button.
Well,
when
we say take a break,
time
she
to
goes,
take
boom.
A break, she's ready. Because sometimes I do that. Let's just take a break. No. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. We have insurance with Judy Maxwell. Why? One, we trust her. We trust that she has our best interest at heart. And she's been doing this since 1993, helping families, seniors, business owners, and veterans. And let me tell you, if she wasn't doing the right thing for her clients and her friends, she wouldn't be in business right now. If you're looking for second opinions on insurance plans, retirement plans, 401s, investments, give Judy a call for a free review and evaluation at 530-221-0441. We'll be right back.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Here's a little jingle from the Thule Kids.
You can play it, you can pause it, you can skip it, you can stop it with a hop. When the hop takes over your commercial, a hop with the hop. We're the app for the cool and the music is as new as with the hop. All the cats and chicks can get their kids with the hop. Let's go!
Thank you for calling B&T Satellite at 241-3474. That's 241-DISH.
Hi, this is Thule. Are you missing Newsmax? Call me because I make TV easy and I can get it back for you. My phone number is 241-3474. In case you didn't hear that, that's 530-241-3474. Or visit us at 1007 Dana Drive, Redding, California. Check us out on the internet at btsatellite.com. Shasta County's only DISH Premier retailer. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
The official meeting of the business-to-business meeting is called to order. Business-to-business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
Well, I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
No, business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win!
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
Signs, signs, signs. That's right. Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs. We do them. Vehicle wraps. We do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob. Could we sign a monster truck, Reed? Could you do that again?
When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D LED to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to mirrors. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, and insured contractors, we can install them and other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Mention this ad and get 50% off any pair of magnetic signs.
Wonderland Signs, now celebrating 37 years in business in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. Wonderland Signs.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. It's Friday. We made it to Friday. The 14th, 7:49 in the morning. 38 degrees out there, but it's going to be a beautiful day. This portion of the show brought to you by the PSA2 Area Agency on Aging. They have the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program. This is a no-cost program to people who are, that apply and are accepted. It's done by grants and money that PSA2 has. And the purpose of this is to reduce the number of debilitating falls suffered at home by older adults and persons with disabilities. They'll put up grab rails, maybe railings, maybe even ramps. Again, at no cost to the people who need this help. That helps people that are older maybe stay at their homes longer, be able to get around easier and safer. For more information or to apply, call 530-842-1687. Going along with that, I have people calling me a lot with veteran questions, which I'm more than happy to help with to the limit of my knowledge. But I'm getting more calls about, you know, people are worried about their parents. You know, right. They're at that age right. where they mm-hmm. need help. And there is a benefit that veterans have earned if you've served during combat, not necessarily in combat, but if you were in, say that you were in the Army or Air Force during Vietnam, but you spent your whole time in Alaska on your enlistment, you are still eligible for things like this. And what that is, it's called aid in attendance. And if you need to have people come in and help your parents once or twice a week, you can go down to the Shasta County Veterans Service Office, and they will help you get started on that. And it has helped so many families in our area. So just to know things like that. Hey, going back to the Palisadro Frontier Days in the first annual, it's a parade. And it's going. The parade starts at 10, and it goes to 11. The lineup starts at 8 a.m. And it starts at Bishop Quinn Redding Christian parking lot at on Old 44. And they're inviting businesses, clubs, teams, bands, horses, cars, ATVs, kids, and adults. Everybody. Yeah. Okay. You had something there. The shooting in Louisville. That this young man who appeared to not have, I mean, he appeared to be the golden boy. He was the high school, you know, person of the year when he was in high school. His dad was on TV last night mm-hmm. because they said he had some mental issues, but nothing like this. They were just totally dumbfounded by it. And everybody that knows him, all of his friends, you know, a lot of times you'll hear, oh, yeah, yes, his we called him a school shooter in high school. No, this guy was the golden boy, you know, high school star athlete and all this. But I heard something the other day and mentioned it on the show, but now it's kind of official.
This is the family of the gunman who was killed after he fatally shot five people at the Old National Bank in Louisville, Kentucky, plans to have his brain tested for chronic traumatic, now help me with this, encephalopathy, commonly known as CTE.
Now, CTE, you've heard of this. This was something that was discovered in football players, and it's caused from repeated
head trauma.
Traumatic
now, is this
injury.
Something that happens when you have head trauma in the military as
yeah.
well. When you're,
it,
when
we
you're,
call it traumatic brain injury.
Right.
And,
this is a neurodegenerative brain disease.
This is different. Traumatic brain injury is something that's caused by a, you know, like an explosion. And what you've done is you banged your head really hard. I've been tested for it. A lot of people, if you're anything that's gotten your, you know, your egg scrambled for a few minutes. But this one is repeated trauma.
The family thinks he had. Now, the family thinks, according to this, these are the words, the family thinks he had three significant concussions during his time playing sports in middle school and high school.
I read that he had to wear a kind of like a wrestler's, it's not a, you know, it's that soft helmet that goes over their head protector, you know, protects your ears mainly, for wrestlers when he was playing basketball.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, this is a horrible, horrible tragedy, but it would be interesting to see if there was something in it, because it was so, you know, it was so abnormal for this guy. Not only that, but we need to remember that policeman, those two policemen that rushed in. One of them was shot in the head. The other one returned fire, and the video on it is just it is just will rivet you to your seat. While this policeman's behind, one gets shot, and the other one falls down the steps because he's trying to avoid being shot. Then he gets back up, and he his other policeman coming in. He starts returning fire when he saw the guy and ended this whole thing. But that one policeman, he's been on the force a week, was wounded and in severe condition. Stable, but critical. Okay. How many nurses quit, do they estimate?
The number, you know, sometimes when you do five things you need to know today, the number was 100,000. And it said under headline.
Under the headline.
That
an estimated
that's how many nurses quit during due to stressful circumstances during the COVID-19 pandemic. We're only beginning to, it's trickling in now, when I say trickling in now, about the damage throughout the world that happened with businesses shutting down, people losing their homes, children that lost 2 years of learning in school when they, you know, we find it from one safe place about domestic abuse that happened with the closure and stuff that people like didn't have outlets. More and more that's happening with a pandemic. So I'm curious, as we go 2 years from now, I'll be curious to see or know. If and I'm wondering if you're with me, Carl, on this. If we're going to see
suicide rates are up,
if we're going to see that, was it really? Did we really need to stop everything like we did after the 2 months? After the 2 months that we had the complete close down of everything.
Well, I think we're going to find for years. We're going to be paying for this for years because of things that were said in the news, people said by Fauci, and other things. They're going to find that people who were fighting it should truly be hailed as heroes. Now, a new bill in the California state legislature, are you ready for this? I couldn't believe it. Would allow school counselors or psychologists to admit students into group homes without parental consent. Could soon become a law after the state assembly advanced a proposed measure to the Senate. It's AB 665. Critics have said it's state sanctioned kidnapping. Proponents of the bill say it will positively impact suicide rates and poor mental health, particularly among youth of color and the LGBTQ plus youth. But what it is they're going to, a counselor, not a psychologist, a counselor at the high school, like the one that, after one one-hour session in Chico, gave the young lady there, the 12-year-old, a boy's name without telling the parents. What the parents are saying, it would allow children as young as 12 years old to consent to be placed into a state-funded group home without parental permission or knowledge. How can they do that?
And
what that means is if they do it that day, those kids are placed in a home, and I will bet you parents will not be told where they're at. Their kids are going to be taken from them, put in these homes, state-sponsored homes, and away from the parents. And will the parents even know where they're at? Are they going to have visiting privileges? This guy insisted during the hearing, instead of working with families, counselors are now dividing families, deliberately turning children against loving parents. It was an online newsletter. Working with youth in a school setting without parent involvement was ineffective. It was when the parents gave input, shared the point of view, and communicated with their teen, the real healing began. So.
Hey, coming up, we've got...
That's just horrible.
No, it is.
Here you go. Another rock on the balance sheets.
Right, that's here. What it feels like.
It's, you know, we have to run for the news, and we come back. Patrick Gorman, Attorney at Law, will join us.
Case in our Shuster Redding.
Remain behind bars pending a court hearing next week. 21-year-old Jack Teixeira appeared in Boston Federal Court this morning, a day after his arrest. According to court documents, billing records of an internet social media platform helped to lead the FBI to Teixeira. State of emergency in Broward County, Florida, as declared by Governor Ron DeSantis, comes in the wake of devastating flooding from a powerful storm that dumped 20 inches of rain in a matter of hours. A massive fire at an Indiana recycling plant has been put out.
The fire in Richmond started Tuesday afternoon and released huge plumes of toxic smoke. That led to an evacuation order for over 2,000 residents, and the order will continue. Richmond Mayor Dave Snow says air and water samples will be collected to determine when that evacuation order can be lifted. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
The National Rifle Association's National Convention gets going today in Indianapolis.
The three-day gathering will include thousands of the NRA's most active members and is attracting some top Republican presidential candidates and those considering a run. Former President Donald Trump will be speaking, and his Secret Service protection means attendees cannot have guns at the convention. Former Vice President Mike Pence will be there, and Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is speaking through video conference. The NRA calls the convention one of the most politically significant and popular events in the country. I'm Donna Warder.
It's another sign of the increasingly warm ties between Moscow and Beijing, China's defense chief about to pay a visit to Russia. On Wall Street, the Dow down 182 points, and NASDAQ is off 65. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Execution's 11 p.m., but he's trying to convince us he's gone insane.
Therefore, incapable of being executed.
On April 14th.
Edward?
I'm not Edward. I'm a demon. In the vein of C.S. Lewis's Screwtape Letters.
I think it's time we tell you what it is that we'd like you to do.
Comes Nefarious. Rated R. Under 17, not admitted without parent. In theaters April 14th.
My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest-rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Four agents from Austria's counterterrorism service have gone on trial in Vienna, charged with corruption and abuse of office.
The Austrian agents are accused of having smuggled a Syrian general into Austria in 2015 as part of a cooperation agreement with a foreign intelligence service. The Austrian press agency has identified the foreign intelligence service as the Israeli agency Mossad. The defendants are also charged with helping the Syrian general illegally gain asylum in Austria. The Syrian, referred to as Khalid al-H by the Vienna court, served as the head of the Syrian state security branch in Raqqa, where he was suspected of overseeing torture and other crimes against civilians.
The BBC's Bethany Bell. A senior Norwegian spy agency official says a Russian intelligence threat significantly reduced after Norway expelled 15 Russian diplomats. Townhall.com. The state of Missouri cracking down on doctors doing transgender operations or administering puberty blockers to minors.
Missouri minors will soon be required to go through 18 months of therapy before receiving any transgender health care. The state's Republican Attorney General announced a new emergency rule Thursday imposing those limits starting April 27th. The rule's release came on the same day the Missouri House voted to ban any transgender-related health care for minors. The House bill is stricter than the proposal passed by the Senate, which would exempt care for minors whose treatment is already underway. The Senate bill would also expire in 4 years. Keith Peters reporting.
Japan's government has approved a plan to open the country's first casino as it looks to lure more foreign visitors. Past attempts to build casinos have failed, often because of strong public opposition to gambling. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Friday edition of Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio.
I'm going to go right to the weather. Sunny today with a high of 60.
Wait a minute. No, I'm okay.
Okay.
It's 8:05 in the morning.
We're both operating on very, I don't know what happened. I think there's planetary shifts because we just were like 3 hours probably we slept last night.
It was weird.
Yeah.
And
anyway, we're here.
8:05 in the morning. The news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, and community. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts there.
Currently 45 degrees in the downtown studio. Sunny today with a high of 69. Overnight lows tonight 45. Now tomorrow calls for sunny with a high of 72. Saturday night, overnight lows of 47. Mostly sunny on Sunday with a high of 70. Overnight lows of 48. And then Monday and Tuesday we come back with chance of showers. The weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated 365-3793. What have we got, Nathan?
Linda Eastman
is on the phone. Okay, we said Linda Eastman. I'm sorry. This is our first vice president of Stifel Investments, our very own Susan Eastman. Good morning.
Hello.
Ernie, can you hear me?
Now we can hear
now.
You.
Oh, okay. Big banks kick off earnings season this morning with a bang, but that's not helping the major averages. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 196 points at 33,834. The S&P 500 is up 13 points at 4,132, and the Nasdaq Composite is losing 61 points at 12,104. Active bank stocks this morning, Bank of America up 89 cents, trading at 29.45. Citigroup up $1.53 at 48.83. J.P. Morgan Chase up $9.74 at $138.77. Stocks of local interest, Costco down $3.20, trading at $494.65. Walmart down 82 cents at $148.67 per share. Target down $1.71 at $161.54. Over to that bond department, the 10-year Treasury note is priced to yield 3.507%. For commodities, gold is down $38 an ounce at $2,008. Silver down 54 cents at $25.38 per ounce, and crude oil priced at $82 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman, First Vice President, Stifel, Nicholas & Company, member SIPC and NYSE for KCNR.
Susan.
Thank you, Susan.
Wait, Susan, I have a question.
And that is spelled S-T-I-F-E-L. So
that's right. It's not Stifel. It's
no, but
Stifel.
It's Stifel. And you're located
get it right.
On Park Marina Drive, and we just, we love
can
our
I
Susan.
Can I ask a question?
Yes, please.
Susan, is it time to buy Anheuser-Busch?
I know. This is hard on them.
I heard they lost $5 billion in value.
Right.
Wow.
So it's hard when a stock becomes political.
Yeah.
So
yeah, it is. Anyway,
be careful. And
have a great weekend.
Keep your eye on it's a strong company.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And you know what? It's not going away. Okay.
All righty.
Thank you.
Have a great weekend.
Have a wonderful weekend. Take care.
You too. Bye.
Well, it's, you know, we both do.
I read the same thing. There were some headlines today I didn't get to, but it would have been over the same thing, and it was more than five.
They partnered
it's up to
up,
$6 billion
they partnered
now.
Up with a transgender.
Not that we have a problem. Don't even.
No, but they partnered up. Bud has it's Anheuser-Busch, which is owned by a German company. We all know that. It's the largest company in the world as far as it comes to, you know, beer companies, and it's out of Germany. And they partnered up with a transgender female who hasn't made it all the way across to being a female, but they partnered with that, and the pushback on this has just been remarkable. You traded your Clydesdales.
I think we see the same thing like with the NFL and stuff. I think that when people think of Bud Light or beer or football or anything
Bud,
like that,
they're
trying to check out of the constant partisan stuff that you see on TV all the time. And so they want a company that is associated with you trying to escape that, enters that fray. I think that it's just ultimately there's pushback. But then, you know, there's people probably smarter than all of us that are telling them that this is the right move long term.
Long term.
Financially, right?
You're the 50-year-olds, you're a NASCAR and you're baseball and football. And I mean, but they sell a lot of beer to that. And I absolutely understand that this is what they're looking for the future.
They're trying to be all inclusive.
This is a group. They're looking for a group of people and showing that, hey, we're looking at the future and all this. No, I understand their marketing strategy. I just, you know, frankly, and they're still using, I guess, the Clydesdales, but I saw a meme yesterday that addressed this, and it had pink ponies and everything pulling the Budweiser, you know.
I mean, you remember beer commercials not even 15 years ago where there were, like, girls wrestling in a water fountain in bikinis, right? Or they had the whole twins thing for, like, Coors. Those commercials are gone.
Oh, yeah.
Right? They were only on
Doritos one where the guy throws the Doritos at a well-known actress now. I mean, very beautiful. And back then, she does the splits and catches it in her mouth.
All right, so you look at their historical marketing, it is very, you know, macho, and now they've completely...
Okay.
Cindy Crawford and Pepsi? Okay. I mean, I don't even know. You know, that's iconic.
Yeah, my favorite Budweiser, and it only played once on national TV, was a guy out with his girl, and he was in a horse-drawn sleigh. And he had brought... A dinner out there. It was dark, and she's so beautiful. And he goes, and he hands her this candle. He said, "This is to show you my love for you." And she's holding the candle, and the horse's tail comes up. He leans over. The horse's tail comes up and releases gas. And you see this, and he turns around, and her whole face is... It's got soot on it. Her hair is burnt. That was it.
Now that's Benny Hill humor.
But they don't.
And I love Benny Hill.
You
but
remember
it's very
this,
British.
Right? Yeah, Nathan's back.
There's
there
a lot of you know
ground.
A lot of butt stuff with you. I don't know. I grew up with the butt family. That butt humor, and I'm okay
and
with
the
it.
Frogs. The frogs, Bud.
Oh yeah.
Why, sir? And then there's.
Yeah.
They've got a new one, but there's different words.
Anyway, we're on a roll here.
Okay.
We need to get
we're here with Patrick and Jill Gorman.
Took us off the rails.
Yeah.
That's right. Patrick, of course, has the largest workers' compensation office in, well, north of Sacramento up here.
Gorman Law.
And Jill, his beautiful wife, has helped him and been an instrumental part of building this, working in there. And you brought with us...
A special guest today.
Oh, Sam. I brought Sam. Sam is... every company has that guy where, you know, maybe they do IT or maybe they deal within the file department or whatever it may be. But there's always these little projects that come up, like problems that need to be solved. And you're like, okay. And, you know, I handle all of my cases. I don't have a team of... paralegals that do all the work while I golf, right? I don't. I handle all my cases, so I don't really have time to even, like, address these problems, let alone put the time into fixing them. And they're not problems that make money. They're problems that just need to be fixed so that you
we've
can
all got
do a good job.
Yeah, we have somebody like that.
Sam's the guy. So Sam is the guy, and I got so lucky when I did the merger and with Riley Law. Sam has been in this business for so long. I'm the third or fourth attorney that he has worked with. And his story is incredible. I mean, the attorney initially worked with, his name was Bill Gray. This guy is a legend in this industry. Sam was with him forever. I mean, Sam is the, if you have any problem, if I have any problem, I'm like, Sam, can you help me? And that's all I say. And then Sam will sit there and diagnose the issue. He'll figure out how to solve it, and he'll solve it. And it is, like, so stress relieving. So I brought in Sam because he is the guy, and I wanted to introduce him to everybody. And I wanted him to be able to come on the radio. I invited him on. So,
thanks for being here, Sam.
Of course.
Now, Sam also is he works in collections with his buddy Guido. And I'm sorry, Sam.
The lawyers aren't allowed to loan money to clients anymore because that probably at some point was a real problem.
Wow. Like
that lawyers were lending money to clients at a super high interest rate and then sending a Sam to go collect them.
I never that's against the law, isn't it?
So, Sam, give us a little bit. We're going to take a break. And when we come back, I would love to, let's dig in a little bit about, you know, what did Sam do? Yeah, let's talk a little bit about Sam's history and how the two of you came together, because we love to do, we like to put a face for our listeners, a face on our local heroes and our community and our businesses doing great things. Who are you? What are you guys all about? So we'll be right back after these messages, but this portion of the show is brought to you by
NorCal Tractor and Equipment for all your Kubota needs. Tractors, skid steers. Now, you need to listen to this, Patrick, because you live out in the country. They've got all sizes. They've got the little ones that you can drive and, you know, for clearing your property, keeping it fire safe and all this, which is where I think a lot of people can do this. But the people down at NorCal Tractor and Equipment have all size equipment, tractors, everything for you to do work, whether it's heavy, you know, digging ditches or, you know, having to clear off areas. They've got it all there. They are located at 2540 Gateway Drive in Anderson. You can call them at 530-221-6800. They are really, really nice people, young couple down there. They do a lot for our community, too. They just collected hundreds and hundreds of toys for Tots, by the way. NorCal Tractor and Equipment. We'll be right back. Oh.
One 100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Today, Simpson University continues to provide a Christ-centered education, graduating students with mature and infectious faith, critical competence, and a ready spirit to thrive as servant leaders around the world and at our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Looking for a restaurant that offers quality and value? Look no further than Dry Creek Station on Highway 299 East in Bella Vista. Family owned and operated, Dry Creek Station has been serving up delicious steaks, seafood, chicken, soups, and salads since 1992. Don't miss their house-made clam chowder and live music Friday and Saturday nights. And be sure to ask about their fantastic weekend specials. And the menu doesn't stop there. Come check out Dry Creek Station's new lunch menu, including their fabulous burger menu. Also, grilled chicken breast, beef ribs, fish and chips, a salmon filet, and their popular lunch special, taco salad with your choice of steak, chicken, or prawn. They also offer kids' meals. Join us at the Dry Creek Station for lunch from noon to 4 or dinner from 5 to 9. Open Tuesday through Sunday with happy hour from 3 to 5. Come on down to the Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East of Bella Vista, where quality and value meet.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons, an independent senior living community.
I'm excited to share with you an exclusive program we are currently offering at River Commons called our Moderate Income Program. This is an in-house program offered by Ray Stone Senior Living. Those who financially qualify for this program will receive a reduced monthly rate. This rate still includes all of our regular services and amenities. Included in the monthly rent are 3 chef-prepared meals daily, weekly housekeeping and linen services, scheduled transportation, activities, utilities, cable TV, an emergency medical pendant, and more. Our community also has a very friendly family feel, all set on beautiful grounds with scenic views. To learn more about our moderate income program, schedule a tour, or lunch plus a tour, please give us a call at 530-221-2121. You can also visit us on our web at river-commons.com. We look forward to hearing from you.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Today, Simpson University continues to provide a Christ-centered education, graduating students with mature and infectious faith, critical competence, and a ready spirit to thrive as servant leaders around the world and at our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
KCA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time is coming for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Good morning and welcome back to it. Yeah!
Do not be afraid to play the bump music loud.
Our Friday edition of KCNR.
The only thing that's keeping me awake. 8:20 in the morning here on the 14th of April. As Linda said, our Friday edition. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, one of the nation's top 50 cardiovascular hospitals recognized by Watson Health Institute. They have so many things over there, cutting-edge technology that has to do with congestive heart failure, that doctors can catch it just by you laying on a pillow at your own home, can catch it early and so prevent you from having to go to the hospital. These and many more things are happening at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. We are here with Patrick Gorman, attorney at law from Gorman Law, and
Jill Gorman,
who is his has helped him build the largest workers' compensation office north of Sacramento. And we have Sam with us too. And Sam is Sam Velasquez, who has become Patrick Gorman's right hand man.
Well, I think I became his attorney.
before we start, you had something to say about NorCal Tractor.
Yeah, I was going to say. So I bought a Kubota back in like 2019 before NorCal Tractor was around. I forget the name of the company. They were up off of Twin View. And they went out of business. And I had some Kubota issues. And there was nobody to service the warranty. I had to call the nearest Kubota dealer down in Chico. And they were trying to help me fix it over the phone. It was really frustrating because, like, I had something I was in the middle of my field, in the middle of the job. So they opened up. And now they are a Kubota dealer. And so they will service warranty issues. And I just was really impressed because, in my experience with car dealerships, if you didn't buy the car from that dealership, like a Honda or whoever it may be, not to pick on Honda, but they don't want to incur the low cost
the
of the
cost
loss
of, it,
of dealing
right.
with a warranty issue for a tractor they didn't sell, but NorCal Tractor did. And I did wind up buying then a trailer from them to drive my Kubota to them if I had to. I don't think they knew that I was going to do that, but they were excellent. Yeah, I really was impressed.
Really, that's nice to hear.
It's a young couple, family, and they're just really, really nice people.
They're
out
all
there.
Into it. We love
NorCal
it.
NorCal Tractor and equipment, and it's at the it's in Anderson. Okay. Sam. Let's get back to Sam. Now, Sam, can you tell us
a little bit about yourself? Yeah, let's highlight Sam.
Well, back in the days, at the age of about 21, I started working with Bill Gray. And this was in his Santa Ana office down in Southern California.
This is an attorney.
Okay. Bill Gray. And he had 15 offices, including Hawaii and up in Washington. But slowly, he decided to whittle away. He was looking to retiring. And so he started selling off offices. I ended up with one of his partners in Santa Ana. And I was there for a while. So transitions took place. They sold off. They closed offices. And as the time went by, I just shifted over to the next one, to the next one, to the next one. And then the most recent one was with Riley Law. He bought off Bill Gray, his last office here. And then it wasn't until recent Pat and Riley Law merged. And that's when I had the privilege to work with Pat. And it's been a great experience.
And so are you now in Reading, or are you in the field a lot?
I'm in Reading.
Okay.
I used to travel because there
right.
were certain offices, moving files, setting up networks, things like that.
And this was all in the same kind of practice that Patrick is, yes?
Yes.
Okay, personal injury.
No. Workers' comp.
Workman's comp. Well, it's the same. There's a lot of personal injury with workman's comp, is there not?
It's just workers' comp is if an injury happens at work, and personal injury can also be workers' comp.
Okay.
But also if you're injured somewhere else, right?
Okay.
So they're
okay.
very
okay.
similar. I can understand the confusion.
Okay. So, but workman's comp. All right. So forgive me for that, because I saw everybody's eyebrows go, whoa. I was like, is there like something bad with that? I don't know.
No,
I would think.
Most people who have a work injury call a personal injury attorney first, actually.
Yes. Okay.
That's what they think.
Okay. Okay. Good. So let's clarify that. I'm sorry if I.
You're not a lawyer.
I touched, put the pin in the cushion. I didn't mean to do that. It's like saying, no, you're a jazz singer or an opera singer. No. Just, yeah, anyway. Yeah. Okay, so in your years of experience, that's really great, Patrick, because there's somebody who's really, really been in the field.
Mm-hmm. Now, Sam, do you feel, so you do IT and you do all, you're kind of like the go-to guy to get things done.
Yes.
If Patrick's got something going, it has nothing to do with a case or anything like that, but it has to be done. So, as you said, you concentrate, you try all the cases. So you don't have time to also fix everything that needs to be done in a business.
Correct. Or even spend time thinking about how to address the issue. I mean, I could, but I would have to sacrifice time working on clients' files. Things would get behind.
So you have this go-to guy. You turn around, you look at Sam. And Sam says, I'm already on it.
Is that it? Half the time he tells me about the problem before I even
sometimes that's
it.
The case. Like yesterday, for instance, that they're not aware, but the internet was down, and I was able to fix it before they arrived into the office. So there was no interruption or anything like that. So things like that I'll take care of. And then including working on, you know, some of the background on the files, like putting documents in the file system that we have, or, you know, solving little issues.
How about background investigations and things like that? Do you get into that?
Usually the insurance company is the one who's doing the investigation, and I'll tell you, I know I have a really good case when the insurance company investigates me. One time I had an attorney talking to me about a blog article I wrote. I said, you know what, if your client's probably the only person who read that blog article. And if they're investigating me, then you know your client has a problem, right? If you're investigating the attorney, like, you're in trouble. But usually, no, the investigations usually happen on the insurance company's dime, not mine.
So this isn't like a TV show where you're going, hey, we got this case, and Sam, I need you out there, and Sam's doing stakeouts in front of In-N-Out Burger or something.
No.
Okay.
Oh,
not
right.
yet.
You're the technical guy. Okay, I got it. No. Do you need somebody like that? You know, I've got some time.
You know, I do have PIs calling me all the time and offering their services.
Okay. Well, Sam, really a pleasure meeting you. And obviously you're doing the thing, doing the right thing.
Yeah, I hope
also,
so.
He's also been, because of the experience and because, I mean, again, Bill Gray, I mean, I don't know Bill Gray personally. I worked with his son quite a bit, but it's a small industry. And so I do ask Sam if I have some kind of dilemma or problem I'm working on, I do come to Sam and just kind of run it by him, because he's very wise. And I think he has just this leadership role, not directly, but just office-wide. I mean, people do, he sets the example. And so, no, I definitely wanted to bring him on and introduce him, because when people call, they're never going to get Sam. They won't even know he's there. But Sam's the one who's fixing all the problems. So I wanted to have
him. Oh, that's fantastic.
You know, I know how much Patrick and Joe appreciate you, Sam, because we have somebody just like that. His name's Pat Karch.
Yeah.
He does things before I even know about it, like getting the internet up, or he reaches out to people, you know, for anything that's going on. He keeps things working around here. We have an engineer, Jim, who handles just that. But Pat is our, and you're right, there's things that I don't know about that he's already fixed, and he tells me about it. So,
well, yeah. I just want to clarify, and we want to say this again and highlight that Gorman Law Workman's Comp attorney specializing, you know, when you think about like doctors and they specialize in a field. I love the fact that this has become like, this is your niche, and you want to go to somebody who can really get to the nuts and bolts of a situation with workman's comp. When we get back, let's talk a little bit of breaking down what workman's comp. We always like to bring this, even though we maybe have talked about it again or in the past. People are driving. They're going in and out. There may be something that they're hearing today for the first time that is really important about your practice.
Okay. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. It's a veteran-owned business. They've been open for, gosh, decades. I've never had a bad haircut there in 15 years. It's a great place to go to. They work by appointment, so I can set up an appointment that works on my schedule. I just give them a call at 530-244-9478. And like I said, it's man's last stronghold, what can I say? Cypress Square Barbershop, off Athens Avenue, across the parking lot from Lucky Miller's. We'll be right back.
Here's a little jingle from the Thule Kids.
You can play it, you can pause it, you can skip it, you can stop it with a hop. When the hopper takes over your commercials, I'll hop with the hop. We're the app for the coolest and music is as new as with the hop. All the cats and chicks can get their kids with the hop. Let's go!
Thank you for calling B&T Satellite at 241-3474. That's 241-DISH.
Hi, this is Doug Tooley. Are you missing Newsmax? Call me, because I make TV easy and I can get it back for you. My phone number is 241-3474. In case you didn't hear that, that's 530-241-3474. Or visit us at 1007 Dana Drive, Redding, California. Check us out on the internet at btsatellite.com. Shasta County's only DISH Premier retailer. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlu's Tap House and Mobile Catering, of course. Charlu's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlu's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlu's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous Sundial Steak Salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlu's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlu's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlu's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlu's Tap House and Mobile Catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Redding at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlu's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlu's Tap House. Bringing family and friends together.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office. So, what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Off your shoes. Man, I dig those rhythm and blues.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and the Bot. We've made it to the last half hour on Friday. Hey, on the 29th of April, the Reading Regional Chapter of the Safari Club International is having their They're having their annual banquet. It's their 29th annual banquet. It's going to be at the Wind River Event Center. Starts at 5 p.m. Dinner starts at 6:30. Dinner, auctions, drawings. And let me tell you, there's so much stuff there. It is unbelievable that people are winning guns, all types of great, great outdoor gear. They have special. They have a special table just for lady hunters or ladies interested in the outdoors like that, because Safari Club International is the leader in protecting the freedom to hunt and promoting wildlife conservation. I'm emceeing it for like the fifth or sixth year in a row, and it's just a good time. A lot of great gifts in there. For more information, go to sciredding.org. We're here with Patrick Gorman from Gorman Law and his partner in life, Jill Gorman, but also the one that's helped him build a very successful practice here. And then his right-hand man, Sam.
Velasquez.
Velasquez, I love that.
I keep wanting to say Dela Cruz for some reason, and it's absolutely nothing like that. Hey, by the way, Linda, you talking about your ex? At the break, and I talked about mine. But you know what today is? What national day it is?
What?
Ex-spouse day.
Why do they get a day?
It is? Oh, my word.
It's also National Dolphin Day.
Well, I could celebrate dolphins are cute.
Yeah,
you know, and you really, okay, I'm not going to say
did you see dolphins
it.
On your trip?
Yes,
we're
going to
go
did.
Right, we're going to get out of there, okay?
Did, yeah.
You did, you said dolphins. Yeah, you guys cute. Recently just came back from a nice cruise, and yeah. Well-deserved, I'm sure.
Yeah, but I had to do 16 days off, and then so I had to do 32 days worth of work in 16 days.
Oh, my goodness.
So is 16 days too many, Jill?
It's so many, it's awful.
Well, you
really?
Know, I think yeah. when you love your home and you work really, really hard, and then all
did
of a
sudden.
Did you take
your kids with you?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So that
yeah.
wasn't.
I mean,
that.
I like the kids. They're yeah. fun. But they thought it was too long, too. I think like 5 days would have been enough.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
I think once you get past 7, you're, yeah.
You start to get itchy. Yeah.
Linda, on the other hand, believes 10 days is just a start.
No, I think 10 days is a really good, because when you think about when you travel, I'm sorry, let's talk about your,
yeah.
but when you do travel, it's really 3 days in, especially if you're going internationally, because you've got a day to travel, then you get there, and your jet lag is 3 days in. So you're just starting to get balanced and focused in, okay, here's where I am, you've got all your faculties. For me, this is personally. So I performed in Asia for years. And I would always have 3 to 5 days before I would get there early before I knew that I had to be on stage. So just because, and I was in my 20s at that point.
You're going back to the garments.
Yeah.
you said you came back on a 6-day cruise.
16-day.
Oh, it's a 16-day cruise.
The cruise yes. was 16 days.
Oh, okay.
It's a lot of seasickness.
And that's the other thing. You're on a cruise ship, but yeah. the when you're coming back, the waves were coming.
The whole time it would have been a small craft advisory situation.
Oh, okay.
I mean, like 30-knot winds, 9-foot swells. If you were in like a 50-foot sailboat, you would have been at heart. You wouldn't be out there.
Okay.
So it was pretty rocky.
Wow. Yeah. Okay. Gorman Law.
Yeah, I actually did want to talk about one thing.
Okay,
I thought this would be a good time. So I get a lot of phone calls. And I want to talk about – so there's two separate things. I don't have time to talk about both before the break and everything. But one of them specifically is medical treatment and workers' comp. And I wanted to just inform as many people as possible at one time about this because this is a constant phone call issue, and it's a constant source of friction in the system. So when you have a work comp injury, it is not like having an injury and going to the doctor with Blue Cross or United Healthcare or private medical insurance. Workers' comp insurance, medical treatment is totally different, and it's very slow, and it drives people nuts. So what happens when you have a work injury is you turn a claim form into your employer. They then send you to a doctor, and it's actually written in the break room. There'll be a medical office written on that flyer on the wall. That's the office they send you to. And in Reading, there's only two or three. There's like Anderson Walk-In, there's Agile, and there's Pulse. And that's it. Those are the only people who take work comp injuries right out of the gate. And so you go there, and they fill out a doctor's first report. They say you have an injury. They request treatment. The insurance carrier does not have to just authorize the treatment. So a couple of things happen. First, they have something in workers' compensation called utilization review. This is new. They developed this in 2013 because there were a lot of people that were getting, like lifetime gym memberships with personal trainers and then, like selling things off. There was some fraud and abuse in the system, so they changed the law. The insurance carrier has 7 days to review the treatment. And if they deny that treatment, I don't care what it is, physical therapy, ibuprofen, anti-seizure medication, whatever it is, it doesn't matter. If they deny it within 7 days, no matter why they deny it, you can never get that dispute in front of a judge to rule on it. The workers' compensation judges lack jurisdiction to hear the dispute. The only remedy you have, there's two ways to deal with it. Your doctor can appeal the denial, which they should, but most do not because they don't get paid for it. They don't have time. Or you can file something called an independent medical review. IMR has a 10% chance of success. So it's really no remedy at all. It has to be – they use the same criteria to deny. I mean, they take the UR and they just recite it and uphold the denial. So there are tons of delays in the workers' comp system, and people don't understand, and they get very angry because they think the insurance company is picking on them or that their employer is picking on them when their employer has nothing to do with this. It's the insurance company. And here's
let me see if I understand this right, Patrick, because it sounds horrible.
It is.
If you got an injury and your doctor has said you need this, you need ibuprofen or anti-seizure medicine, yeah, and if the insurance company turns you down within 7 days of you asking for it, which means they have probably a new huge organization as part of bureaucracy, that's all they look at,
that's a huge problem,
and they turn it down. Your chances of having that reversed
10%. Unless,
what do people do?
Well, what I do, the first thing I do is I send them to a doctor who will appeal it because that is your best chance. If you're usually there's something missing, right? So the UR determination will say it's not necessary because of X, Y, and Z, hasn't completed physical therapy, even if you have. And the reason why is the doctor didn't say in the report that you completed physical therapy.
Okay.
So what they'll do is the doctor's doing utilization review. They get paid like $20 to make a decision and sign it. Or if they do a peer-to-peer phone call with your doctor, they get paid $300. So every single doctor making this decision for the insurance company obviously wants to make a phone call to make the $300. But your doctor will not pick up the phone. They're not going to do the peer-to-peer. That is the number one reason why treatment is denied. The doctor for the insurance company wants to talk to your doctor to find out what's going on. So I would say push your doctor to do the right thing and participate in the peer-to-peer. And if they say they won't, then change the doctors.
Now, this they're basing it mostly on an admin error or something that's been omitted.
Yeah.
Or they could just say, yep, you got all the stuff in there, but no, we're not going to do it.
Yeah, honestly, this is my theory. I think that the request that the doctor faxes in goes into a software program. The software program looks for a way to deny it, kicks out a denial, gets in front of a doctor. The doctor makes a phone call. If nobody answers it, they sign the denial. That's the system because there is not enough. It doesn't pay enough for a doctor to sit there and sift through 100 pages of medical records. They're just not getting paid enough. So the insurance companies do this so that their employers, their clients don't sue them for not doing this because this doesn't cost the employer money. It costs the insurance company money. So insurance companies are
and the employer has nothing to do with it, even if he wants you to have the help, but you know, wants your best interest at heart.
When I worked for the other side, I had employers calling me, yelling at me because treatment was being denied, and there was nothing I could do about it because the insurance company is covering their own butt from getting sued by their client. I mean, people need to understand that when you have a work injury, it's not your insurance company. It's your employer's insurance company. And your insurance company, if they get sued by your employer for not paying for something they're supposed to pay for to save money, it costs them a whole hell of a lot more money than anything they're ever going to pay you. So it's just, you know, California has really litigated ourselves into a lot of messes, and this is an example of one. So with utilization review, no attorney can help you. Your doctor needs to help you. If your doctor says, no, they went through physical therapy, it'll probably be authorized. But the three clinics that they send you to, for the most part, and you need to have this conversation with whichever doctor you go to and say, hey, I need a commitment from you to do a peer-to-peer when treatment's denied. I need a commitment from you to submit appeal when the treatment's denied. Otherwise...
And the doctors know about this, obviously.
Absolutely. But they're doctors, and they're frustrated because what they're requesting is very simple and straightforward, and there's no reason for it to be denied. But they don't. I don't think they understand that there's actually not a doctor denying it. It's a software program denying it.
Okay.
So
This is huge. This is huge. Yeah. We have workers' compensation insurance right here. Mm-hmm. You know, we pay it every month, and we've never had anybody be injured here. God knows why. But this is just kind of scary. And you know, I mean, for people that have been injured out there, that they can lose their treatments because of a software program and then a doctor who doesn't have the time to take a peer-to-peer call.
Well, here's the thing that, and I'm definitely not recommending this because it's a little dicey, but this is usually with, you know, guys who work in the trades who make, you know, $3,000 a week, whatever, bridge builders and stuff. If they know about this, what they usually do, because if they got quick treatment, they'd be back at work in 6 weeks.
Yeah.
They want to work. But because of the workers' comp system, they can't get treatment, and it winds up becoming a chronic condition, and they can't go back to work, and their life is ruined, right? And then they call me. So a lot of people just go through their private insurance, get the surgery, and go back to work. And if something goes bad, then they file the claim. It's not really.
If they want to go back to work, and it's really,
I don't blame them. Yeah. You know what I mean? If the system is problematic, and so I don't blame them. I mean, obviously, I would never tell somebody to lie to a doctor. That's insurance fraud if you flat out lie about it. But some people just don't. They just omit the fact that they're injured at work, or they have a doctor that understands and doesn't document it. Right. So,
okay.
I mean, that's what people are doing if they want to continue
because the system is so convoluted and doesn't work.
It didn't used to be that way, Carl. People used to be able to go to the doctor if the doctor requested something and it was reasonable. Then the insurance company would authorize it because they didn't have this administrative process to hide behind.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay, we got to take a quick break here. We're with Patrick Gorman, attorney at law from Gorman Law, and we're talking workers' compensation. And this story just told us is kind of like a horror story, and you get lots of phone calls over this one.
The number one thing I get calls about is denial of physical therapy.
Okay. We'll be right back then after these messages.
Spring is a great time to come down to Wind River Resort and Casino and try your luck in the $70,000 Sea-Doo Spring Swipe to Win drawing. Swipe your River Club card daily to win free slot play, free drawing entries, and other instant prizes. Join us for weekly drawings every Tuesday starting at 7 p.m. Don't miss the final drawing on March 28th and April 25th for your chance to win a brand new Sea-Doo Spark or Sea-Doo Switch. For all the details, download the Wind River app or see windriver.com and find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at kcnr1460.com. Don't miss This Morning with Gordon Deal, followed by the Sue McClain News Hour, Free Fire Radio, and Armstrong and Getty on KCNR.
Each year, millions of older adults suffer injuries from a fall. One out of five falls results in life-threatening injuries, such as broken bones or head trauma. Many falls are preventable. PSA2 Area Agency on Aging announces the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program, funded by the California Department of Aging. This no-cost program's mission is to reduce the number of debilitating falls suffered at home by older adults and persons with disabilities. If you are 60 and older, or persons with disabilities of any age residing in Lassen, Modoc, Shasta, Siskiyou, or Trinity counties and are at risk of falling or being institutionalized, this program may be able to help. The Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program enables older adults and persons with disabilities to live independently and safely in their home environment for as long as possible. Contact PSA2 Area Agency on Aging at 842-1687. That's 842-1687 to learn more about the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program.
Hey there, friends. RC from Tobacco and Brew sharing with you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Foundation Cigar Company, The Tabernacle. A full-bodied smoking experience, this stick was curated with the connoisseur in mind, as well as our value-conscious customer. This ensemble of long filler from Honduras and Nicaragua is swaddled with the sensational Connecticut broadleaf wrapper. This smoke is a luxurious gift for any cigar aficionado. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Aloha, this is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Life is too short to be uninformed.
The Armstrong and Getty Show, 9 to noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Oh, where's the mask on the videotape right now? Some people put the mask over the camera over the weekend because they don't want anybody to see them. So
I thought that was pretty...
You need a Band-Aid on it.
Whoa, man, I tell you what. I may need to go to workers' comp now after that last movement I made when I was dancing. My shoulder hurts. Hey, it's 8:51 in the morning here on Friday in our last segment for this week. Another grueling week put into the books. But we're here with some of our favorite people, Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. I never thought I'd say that. Attorney at law, one of my favorite people. But he's workers' compensation. He just told us about this dilemma that people are facing that have an injury and they're turned down by the insurance company and the ramifications of this because an error in the paperwork, or not even that. A software program just denies it. And then if the doctor doesn't take a call from a doctor from the insurance company,
I guess, yeah.
And for some reason he's not there, whatever, then that stays denied. So, yeah, and how you can maybe get around that or how, you know, the things to do and what to do to what to ask your doctor. If your doctor, because of this injury, would do a peer-to-peer. Yeah. And if he says no, well, you know, maybe you need to find another doctor. Yeah.
So for the first 30 days, the insurance carrier controls the doctor you go to. So they can say that you have to go to their doctor for the first 30 days. After that, you can change to any doctor. And insurance companies always claim that they have a medical provider network, a network. And they'll kick you this list of 27 doctors. If you call them, none of them are going to take you. So they don't have a valid network up here. I don't care what they say. You know, so find a doctor that's willing to do it. Find a doctor that's willing to do the peer-to-peer or appeal the denials, and then I think you'll have a better outcome.
Okay, we got 7 minutes left. You said there was another thing you wanted to address.
The QME process, right? Qualified Medical Examiner process.
Okay.
All right, so most adjusters act like they're your friends to get you to a QME that will be extremely favorable for the insurance company. Once they get that QME report that wipes you out or issues a very, very low impairment rating, they stop answering your phone calls. I would say to everybody, do not go to a QME until you talk to an attorney. You do not have to pay the attorney for their time to talk to you about the QME, but do not go to a QME that the insurance company is sending you to until you talk to one. Maybe they're doing the right thing. Maybe the insurance adjuster is doing the right thing, but typically, 99% of the time, they are sending you to the worst QME possible. And that QME is going to say something to the extent of, you have no disability and no need for future medical care.
Can you, what is a QME?
So in California, it's an independent medical doctor that will determine what body parts were injured, how much disability you have, and your future medical needs.
So when you're talking, so
it's qualified medical
examiner.
So let me just get the visual of this. You get injured, you go to an insurance company, they send you to QME.
Well, they'll send you to your doctor, you get some treatment, and at some point they'll send you to a QME.
Okay.
Okay, but you go to their doctor the first 30 days.
Correct. So that's a treating physician.
If you can find one.
Right. So treating physician for the first 30 days, and you can change doctors.
Right.
QME is totally different. QME does no treatment. QME determines the legal outcome of the medical issues in your case.
And at that point, you're suggesting you should go get your own attorney.
Or, no, just talk to one. Maybe the QME is a good QME, but talk to one. Because if you go to a bad QME, your case will be over, and there's very little an attorney can do for you.
Okay, and like you said, if you call Patrick, first of all, you know, you get when you call him, that's a free phone call.
Correct, yeah.
And then if somebody talks to you about a QME, you say people don't charge for that? Or
in California, an attorney cannot charge you any money to talk to them. The only way an attorney can get paid in a workers' compensation case is if they get you a settlement or an award. It is illegal for anybody, a doctor or an attorney, or anybody else, to charge you any money for any services related to your injury. Any fees have to be awarded by a judge because your damages are so limited, you don't need somebody shaking you down.
Well, yeah, that's a great takeaway.
Well, I've heard this from you before, that you know the amount of remuneration to the attorney for workers' comp is really low compared to every other one.
It will never. Yes, it's not called workers' fair compensation or workers' just compensation. It is compensation, so it's minimal compensation.
Okay. Wow. Okay, we got 3 minutes left. Anything else you want to make us feel good about?
Something to feel good about. So first off, if anybody needs to talk to any, call my office 530-262-2168. If it takes a couple days to have an appointment with me, wait the couple days. 3 days isn't going to change your case. Some people will call around and the first attorney they talk to, they just jump on board and hire them. Wait and talk to an attorney. Talk to more than one. You just don't hire the first person that answers the phone necessarily. Nothing's going to happen overnight. Nothing's going to happen between Friday and Monday that's going to impact your case. So take your time. As far as feel good, you guys are talking about the weather. It's not winter anymore all of a sudden in mid-April.
Yeah.
We planted a bunch of flowers last weekend.
And you have a beautiful, when you go online, you'll find out that you guys have you call it a hobby farm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's really, I love that.
You have goats?
Yes, we still have goats.
Well, we drive by your place, not by your place, but we go up of where we keep our horse.
Yeah, Palisadero area.
Yeah, in the Palisadero area.
And that's where your offices are located, there by the Holiday Market.
Well, I think in general we're just going to see people being friendlier because the weather is going to be nicer.
Yes.
And people are going to be getting out and getting vitamin D. So I think just in general.
And the government's going to spray the air, so everybody's nice to each other.
And Sam, thank you for being on the air today, too. It's nice to put a face to somebody working so hard in the offices and doing great work as well.
It's always great seeing Jill, too, because,
you
know, we know there's the person that keeps things on, even Kiel.
The binder.
The binder. Oh, yeah.
A hardback binder.
And again, I'm sorry that you had such a bad time on your 16-day.
Right? Who complains about that?
I'm a complainer.
I can't believe the first thing words out of his mouth were.
Too long.
You, I missed work. I had my kids with me, so that was okay. But I just, I understand that. You know, when you're gone for 10 days and you own a business.
And you run the show.
And it's like when we take,
Whoa.
luckily for us that everybody here can probably do a better job than I running the station.
I wish.
And so I said, well, I pay for, to get the internet, so I, anything's happening and all like that. I don't hear anything for like 5 days, and I'm like,
wait.
And then I'm thinking, well, yeah. What did I do there? So anyway, no, but I understand that. When you're away from work, you miss it because it's something you really like. Like, we really like this. And so when you're gone, you miss it.
Yeah. I came home to 900 emails, but I'm caught up now.
You didn't look at emails while you were on the, you could.
I needed to check out. I needed to.
You need to check out.
Never mind. Every client.
Absolutely.
Every client's problems are my problem now.
No,
so,
it's absolutely. You need to break away every part of yourself. You know, we talk about health a lot.
Yeah.
When we're not on the air, we do talk about health and what we're doing to you know, be in a stressful environment and to try to be the best that we can be. And what do we do with that? So, Mormons are very into that, and I appreciate that about you guys as well.
Yeah, my stress reliever is I grew a mustache. So, and every night I brush it.
And our horse helps us.
A horse really helps. Hey, we got to run for the weekend. There's a lot of things going on, my friends. It's going to be, I think, a pretty decent weekend.
Beautiful weekend.
Enjoy it. And on Monday morning, just to remind people, we have Patrick Jones and the auditor from Shasta County to address the allegations that Chris Street made on the show yesterday. So they'll be on at 7 o'clock, so I welcome everybody to listen to what the county has to say about this. Have a great day, and God bless America.
And I'll keep this world from dragging me down.